Friday, July 25th. Feast of St. James the Greater. The Epistle from the First Letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 9 through 15. Brethren, I think that God hath set forth us apostles the last, as it were, men appointed to death. We are made a spectacle to the world, and to angels, and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honorable, but we without honor. Even unto this hour we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no fixed abode, and we labor, working with our own hands. We are reviled, and we bless. We are persecuted, and we suffer it. We are blasphemed, and we entreat. We are made as the refuse of this world, the offscouring of all, even until now. I write not these things to confound you, but I admonish you as my dearest children. For if you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet not many fathers, for in Christ Jesus, by the gospel, I have begotten you. Haydock Commentary. It is evident from the writings of St. Paul and from innumerable other records that the apostles were made a spectacle to the world and to men. But how, someone may perhaps ask, were they made a spectacle to angels? St. John Chrysostom thinks that the apostle is here speaking of the good angels, who behold with pleasure the labors and afflictions of the saints, knowing that it will prove a source of glory. But some others are of opinion that the wicked angels are here spoken of, who rejoice at the persecutions of God's servants and wish to revenge themselves for the destruction of their empire. St. Paul here insinuates to the Corinthians that they ought to blush with shame for neglecting the apostles, who had suffered so many hardships for them, to follow after teachers void of honor, and to glory in being called the disciples of such men. I admonish you as my dearest children of what is for your good, and I may take this liberty as being your spiritual father in Christ, by whom you were first made Christians. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 through 23. At that time the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to Jesus with her sons, worshiping, and asking something of him, who said to her, What wilt thou? She saith to him, Say that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand, and the other on thy left, in thy kingdom. And Jesus answering said, You know not what you ask. Can you drink the chalice that I shall drink? They say to him, We can. He saith to them, My chalice indeed you shall drink, but to sit on my right or left hand is not mine to give to you, but to them for whom it is prepared by my Father. Haydock Commentary. Upon Christ's informing his apostles that he should die and rise again, they conceived that he would immediately reign in Jerusalem with great glory and power. And it was this that made the mother of the sons of Zebedee petition that they might take precedence and be honored by the other apostles. But Christ answers them that they knew not what they asked, for honors were to be bestowed not on relationship, but on merit. In like manner, the dignities of the church are not to be conferred upon relatives, but upon the worthy. On comparing the 27th chapter of St. Matthew with the 15th chapter of St. Mark, it will appear that the mother of James and John is the same as Salome. In Mark, we find that the sons themselves made this petition. Both the sons and their mother might make it. At least the sons may be said to have done what they got their mother to desire for them, and therefore Christ directed his answer to them, You know not what you ask. St. John Chrysostom says, You think of temporal preferments, of honors and crowns, when you should be preparing yourselves for conflicts and battles. St. Jerome says, Our Lord suffers these occasional weaknesses in his apostles, that he might, from his instructions and corrections, render his doctrines more intelligible to them and to posterity. The chalice is a metaphor signifying Christ's sufferings and death. See Psalm 10:7, Psalm 74:9, and Isaiah 51:17. The apostles replied, We can drink thy cup. Their answer showed their readiness, but their want of humility. Of my chalice indeed you shall drink. St. James was the first apostle that suffered martyrdom at Jerusalem, see Acts 12:2, and St. John at Rome was put into a cauldron of boiling oil and banished into Patmos. To sit at my right and my left is not mine to give you. The Arian heretics objected these words against Christ's divinity. St. Augustine answers that the words are true if taken of Christ as he was man. The easier answer is that it was not his to give to them while they were in those dispositions of pride and ambition, so that the distinction made is not betwixt the Father and his eternal Son, as if the Father could give what the Son could not, but betwixt persons worthy and not worthy of such a favor. There is no exception of persons with God, for whosoever is worthy of heaven shall receive it as the reward of his merits. Therefore Christ answers them, "It is not mine to bestow the kingdom of heaven upon you, because you are not yet deserving, on account of your pride in seeking to have yourselves preferred before my other apostles. But be ye humble, and heaven is prepared for you, as well as for all others, who are properly disposed." Greatness in the next life will be proportioned to humility in this life.